Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Uncredited. I am your host, Solomon Lovejoy, and here we go. It's another solo episode of the show. It feels good to be here. It's late Thursday night here in LA on the Pacific Coast. I kind of got a little distracted today. I wasn't locked into the podcast. Usually I try and record the episodes a day before, but I got kind of busy on Wednesday, and then I kind of just ended up Thursday. And what was I doing Thursday? I was working my job, the survival job, the day job, the job that still pays a lot of the bills. Not ideal, but I feel like that's kind of like what I wanted to talk about today and why I titled the episode this, in part because I feel like this industry, trying to do like film, writing, the whole thing, I feel like it's one of the few industries where the more people I meet in it, or the more people I talk to about the industry, or the more I just kind of listen to podcasts about it or whatever it is, the more clear it is that everybody who's not in like the top 2%, let's say, 3%, they have different jobs. Like it's the only industry where you're almost expected to have some sort of survival job or survival income that is not writing, directing, acting, etc., while you are pursuing it, which is really crazy. Which is really, really crazy, because that would be like if you were, I don't know, I was gonna say teacher, but that's a bad example. If you were a finance pro, or you were an engineer, and it's like before you could formally make money as an engineer, or before you could actually make money as a finance pro, you had to be a barista, or you had to fulfill 10,000 hours of community service, or you just had to do some obscure thing that wasn't related to what you actually like wanted to do. Not here to complain, because the game is the game, but it's just interesting that like the more I listen to podcasts about this or meet people, or it's just kind of like this is the vibe, this is just sort of what's understood about the industry. And that brings us into the title, because it's not the 90s. It is not the 90s anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, newsflash. It is not the 90s. This is something that I think really dawned on me this week. Maybe not like a breakthrough moment, because I guess it's something I've always sort of understood, but something that kind of, just that I kind of like realized and spent more time thinking about, was just how like the days of Seinfeld, the days of, like, Seinfeld was what, 30 years ago? Friends was 20 years ago. How I Met Your Mother even was what, like 10 years ago, 15 years ago? Like, I just think like the days of getting rich off TV, or like the golden era of TV even, is just, or Hollywood, is definitely like in the past, right? Like, it's definitely just not what it was, or what we thought it was, or just kind of like maybe like the perception of what it is. But when you are coming in, like when you're like my age, when you're like 25, 26, Gen Z, or maybe even you're a little older, where it's just like, it just seems like those days are so like long gone, and you kind of have to remind yourself sometimes that that like the past is the past, right? And so, like, yes, it's possible to still like sell a TV show or sell a feature script or whatever it is. But again, like, it seems like people sell a TV show and then they have to get a different job like a year later, right? Or they have to, or they sell like a feature script and it pays the bills maybe for like like 6 months. But then for another 6 months, they're like, damn, like now I need to go hustle again by being an Uber driver. Maybe I can only do this like part-time still, or maybe I never left my job. Maybe it was just like a remote job and I was just writing features, and all of a sudden like I sold one, but now it's like, yeah, this isn't going to last me like my whole life. Like, it just seems like those days are just sort of so long past. And it's kind of, we kind of have to remind yourself like what you're getting into, I think, or what you are pursuing, and make sure you are pursuing it with, like, I was going to say good intentions, and yeah, that's part of it, but pursuing it with an understanding that like the chances you get rich seem to be extremely, extremely slim, like in life in general, but especially in like this industry, right? And the reason I think I got started on this train of thought initially was because I saw a tweet the other day from Kenny Beats. He's like a producer who I really like. I like a lot of his content. Like, he has like a lot of motivational content. He does like The Cave with a whole bunch of different artists. It's pretty cool. Check that out if you don't know what that is. Kenny Beats The Cave. But anyway, the tweet said that you have to be really dumb to try and get rich off the music industry. Or you have to be really, or something like that. You have to be really dumb to try and make money off of music, or something like that. And I was like, I feel the same exact way about film. Like, to actually think that this is the best way to make money or the best way to financially secure your life is just really far-fetched. And obviously this is something I've known, and obviously this is something I've thought, but again, just seeing that tweet made me realize, and kind of getting deeper into the industry, I was like, like, what is it exactly that I am pursuing? That was the other part of the tweet. He said, you have to make sure you really, really love it. And so that's what got me started on this train of thought was, wow, I really, really love this. Like, wow, I really kind of have to pursue this and have to do it with the knowledge that, yeah, it's not the 90s anymore, right? Like, with the knowledge that the chance you sell a TV show that then makes you rich for life because it goes into syndication and it has 10 seasons and all of that, like, it's just so rare. And none of this is new, right? None of this is new dialogue, but just really think about it. Like, what is your best case scenario right now in your career? What kind of career do you want to have? Because if you sell a prestige TV show, if you want to make a prestige TV show, let's call that, I guess we have The Bear, but that's one show, right? Like, we can talk about True Detective, like the newest season of True Detective, and that was, what, 6 episodes? Mayor of Easttown, that was 8 episodes? Mindhunter, that was only 2 seasons? Like, these are, like, really, really good fucking TV shows that aren't going to set you up for life, right? Maybe they'll help you, like, for sure. Like, they can help you financially, and you get your name out there and all that stuff, but it's, like, the idea that one sitcom is going to go 15 seasons or 20 seasons and do all of this, and, like, you're just going to get, yeah, that syndication money for 35 years straight, and that's what buys you a house in Malibu, and that's what, like, gets you the Cybertruck. Like, that just doesn't seem that realistic. And it never was in the first place, and that's fine. But I think we just have to understand that that's, like, I guess to speak for myself, that's what I have to understand, that is what I'm in for. That's what I'm pursuing. That's, like, what I really love and really want to do. And it feels like I talk about the same thing every episode, sort of, like a little bit of this, like, follow your dreams, like, even if it's hard, blah, blah, blah. But I say that so much because, A, that's the theme of the show. The show is called Uncredited. So everybody else who is uncredited or who's kind of on the cusp, it's like, yeah, sometimes you just need to hear this, right? Right? Yes, I'm imagining everybody who just heard that just yelled out, yeah, like in their car or at their home or wherever they are. But that's the thing. That's my whole main idea of this little brief episode. It's not over yet, but that's the main idea. And so with that said, I just think that as a creative, as a writer, as a director, whatever, be unique, right? Like, trust in yourself, work on your craft. The work will always come through. The work will always show. No matter what era, like, I always believe that, like, no matter what you're doing, the work will always show. The work you put in will always, always, always show. Just like, if you put in a lot of time, it will show. If you don't put in a lot of time, that'll show. Like, you can't, there comes a certain point where you're not gonna be able to hide behind that, right? Right? Yes. I think so. But with that said, again, just acknowledge the present, acknowledge the industry we're entering, and acknowledge that the industry's changing. The industry's always changing. And we have to understand how to best find the balance between what the industry is today and what we think it will be in 10 years or 3 years or 5 years, whether that be AI or, I don't know, any sort of other, I guess AI is like my main point here, just AI, whether it's with writing or acting or whatever it is, like, this is happening. Like, it's going to affect the industry somehow. If it's going to make it cheaper to make movies, then you have to assume that industries or that studios are going to use it so they can make their movies cheaper and then sell still more, like sell them at like whatever, a higher profit. Just basic industry business, right? That's, I guess, that's world business or American business, I guess. Well, let's call it world business. Let's be fair. And so, again, we just have to understand those things as we're entering this. Like, don't think that this is the 90s. Boom, there we go. We wrapped it all the way around. Don't think that this is the 90s, but still pursue it. Because if, to go back to the Kenny Beats tweet, if it is what you want, if what you want is to be a musician and you do love music, then there's no such thing as a bad time to enter the music industry because you're just going to enter it, right? Like that other, that thought doesn't change your mind. You're not saying, it's not like buying a house, right? You're not going to say, oh, let me wait 2 or 3 years until like the interest rates go down, or until there's less AI, or until there's less songs being uploaded on Spotify, right? Like, no, if it's what you want to do, you're just going to do it. So that's, yeah, I guess that's a little bit of the episode. That's pretty much all I had to say. This feels like a very, very short episode. I feel like I should say more. I feel like I should give the audience a little bit more, but it's hard to think of exactly. No, this is what I wanted to say. Here we go. This will be my closing thought for this brief episode of Uncredited and for this brief solo pod, my second one of season two. Season two, again, if you're a new listener, I've had, what, we've had 8 guests so far, 6 guests in season two, something like that, 6 or 7, 2 solo pods. Solo pods are just shorter episodes where it's just me. The episodes with just the quotes are always going to be from a guest. And I'm going to be doing a kind of mix of episodes that are just me, episodes that are guests, episodes where I'm talking like this, just about like general thoughts or ideas and like the industry, my interpretation of the industry, my understanding of it, as a still uncredited writer, right? And I'm going to be talking about like writing just in general, like the craft, scripts I read, stuff like that. So if you're a new listener, that's what this episode is. So let me continue with my closing thought. My closing thought is this. The people who follow you on social media, they might not be your target audience, right? You might have to go out of your way to find your target audience. Because I know it seems like, oh, these are like my followers, so these people are my followers, and they'll like support me and do all this. But it's like, no, like you could have 500 followers, but let's say you make horror movies. What if 400 of them don't like horror movies? Then you're not going to market your horror movie to those 400 people just because they follow you. And that's kind of something I'm realizing more through like my social media and through like my newsletter, Penn Sunday, check it out. And through even like this podcast to an extent, it's like, okay, like I have like my followers, I have like people who subscribe to like the things I do. But that doesn't mean that that's like my core audience, like my base audience. Like, doesn't mean they support me. Yes. But like the larger point I'm trying to make is there's still whatever, let's call it 500 other people, 1,000 other people, 10,000 other people out there who would maybe like my material more, or maybe who connect with it more, or who I'm trying to more so reach that I just possibly haven't fully reached yet or fully connected to. So again, that's just something to remind yourself. Like if you are uploading things and they're only getting like, they're like underwhelming to you, like the views they're getting or something like that, or you just feel like you're not connecting, you're kind of stagnating, then it's, I think I take all of those as signs to be that it's time to move on past whatever you were trying originally, like before, what, for marketing purposes. Like if you're just posting links, like I'm guilty of this, but if you're just posting links to your story or just adding small little bits, like, yeah, that's better than nothing, like you should still do that. But just again, keep in mind that that's not going to be your entire audience, or the people who are after whatever 6 months, if you still have 500 followers and you're posted this link, blah, 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 posting, then it's probably pretty accurate to say that everybody who is going to subscribe to whatever you're offering, or everyone who's going to watch what you had to offer, has already watched it, or they've already supported, or they already know about it. So again, so now it's time to branch out and try and reach different audiences and different, your target audience, right? Past the people who already follow you, right? Yes, I think so. So anyway, so that's something I've been thinking about more, and that's something I'm going to try and start experimenting with, and then kind of seeing like what happens with different things that I try, and then I'll probably report back. I'll report back to the listeners of Uncredited to see how it goes and to update it, update the progress, and do all that good stuff. And I think that is about it. I think that wraps up the pod pretty much. The only other thing I wanted to say is next week, I'm not sure yet if we'll be back on a guest or if it will be a solo pod. I might just kind of take it by a week, but by a week on, what's it saying? By a week, on a week by week basis. There we go. I might just take it on a week by week basis. But I'll still be posting. I'll still be posting so you guys will all know. You guys will see all the episodes one way or the other. So keep listening. Keep making what you're doing. Keep writing. Keep, you know, just holding it down. And this episode was pretty short, but, you know, c'est la vie. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for listening. I'm your host, Solomon Lovejoy, and I will see you all next Thursday.